Many Seattle residents are grateful for the new year because it means their garbage will be picked up every week, at least for now. A pilot program that experimented with picking up the trash every other week just ended. Now the city will study how it went, and it could decide to implement biweekly pickups for the entire city. KUOW's Derek Wong spoke with some affected homeowners to get their take on the experiment.
It's a sunny afternoon in a section of Seattle's Wedgwood neighborhood, one of the four areas in the biweekly trash pickup pilot program. People are taking out their trash. Up until this month, these areas haven't had weekly garbage pickups since last June. Laura Knight has lived in her home for 18 years. She says she likes the idea of biweekly pickups, but her family did have some problems with it. Because of the less frequent garbage pickups, Knight's household put more food waste in the compost, and when the weather turned hot, the compost turned into a problem.
But in the summertime, it was really gross because it was so warm, and depending on what you had in the compost, we had like problems with maggots and bugs, and my two daughters politely, or not so politely, declined tossing stuff into the compost because it was, you know, the bugs were everywhere.
Knight says her neighbors had similar issues.
When we had our neighborhood block party, we kind of talked about that, and we were all trying to come up with solutions for that. But, you know, if it's not every week and it's really warm outside, then that can be a problem.
Knight says they never really came up with an answer. An elderly neighbor noted that after the switch to biweekly collections, his trash container quickly filled up with adult diapers. Also, Kyle Piper wasn't excited about the program. He said he appreciated the benefits, fewer trucks and less pollution, but he said he wasn't sure if it was a good idea for the entire city.
In the end, is it just more for the garbage company to reduce costs? I don't see the real upside for the communities because you'll have people that are going to have garbage issues, and I don't know that they're offering a real solution.
Piper said if the city wants to implement biweekly pickups, customers should be given a reduction on their bills. Seattle Public Utilities says it's looking into that, but there's a sticking point. The utility is hoping that less frequent trash pickups would lead to more recycling and composting. And SPU only wants to lower people's trash fees if it would lead to an increase in recycling and composting. Brett Stav is a senior planning and development specialist for Seattle Public Utilities.
We want to be able to provide some savings to all customers, but how we do that equitably is still up for more study, because we want to make it as equitable as possible while also still creating that incentive.
Stav says if the change is implemented across the city, it could save about $6 million a year. SPU is scheduled to issue a report to the Seattle City Council sometime before June 3rd. A similar shift is already underway in Tacoma. Tacoma completed its pilot program last year. It's now planning to phase in biweekly pickups this year. And a Tacoma City spokeswoman says that after the startup costs are paid, the switch will save that city about $1.2 million a year. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.